what was the day-to-day life like?
Well, they put you on working parties. Either you go out on a patrol, if they needed the patrol to go out and get some Japs to move away to the area, destroy what they had, you went out on that, or they go down and unload ships, which was I never knew ships were that deep. And well, you know, you can look down those things. There's in a concrete ship, or they're unloading concrete, you can only see down like two floors. The third floor was just oblivious with concrete dust, and there'd be guys loading skids down there, and they'd haul that out. We had an interesting thing happen. I always think it's funny, but we were unloading 90 millimeter shells. There's two 90 millimeter shells to a box, and 90 millimeter shells, maybe 3 foot long. I'm guessing offhand, it's been a long while since I loaded any of them. So we put 16 cases of shells in there on a skid and take them up, and they bring the skid down and we load it up again. So this was going on for a couple hours, and all of a sudden they hollered out, "Look out!" We went up, looked up, and it caught the corner of the skid on the side of the bulkhead up there, and it tipped it, dumped all these shells down on us. Well, there's a detonator at both ends, so that kind of worried us a little bit. But the sides of the ships have boards going down them, so to keep cargo from bumping into the steel. But you can run up those things like a ladder. So we're going to run because there could be shells fly all over that place. So after it was all done and the clouds and everything like that done, we look over and everybody's going, here's a guy way over in the corner sitting there, and he's got both fingers in his ears. He didn't want to hear the explosion. This is an ammunition ship which would have blown up a block area probably, and he had both fingers in his ear. And we laughed and we cried, I'll tell you. We had to have something for humor, you know, but that was something to put on. Sitting there all coiled up and his eyes closed, you know. You'd love to have one of those digital cameras, you know.